This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new round of negotiations about long-term water use along the Colorado River is set to begin this week. CPR's Rachel Esterbrook reports there's a lot up for discussion.
States, tribes, and the federal government have to work out how to use less water as climate change cuts into reservoir levels. It's unclear how ambitious they'll be, though. It's also unclear how tribes will participate in the discussions. Indigenous reservations deal with an array of challenges when it comes to accessing their water and putting it to use. Many see an opportunity to resolve those issues in the upcoming negotiations. Rachel Esterbrook, CPR News.
Colorado's heavy snowfall this past winter won't stop a much-loved mountain endurance race. CPR's Dina Sieg says the Hard Rock 100 is on for July, despite the thick snow still blanketing the San Juans.
Up until recently, race organizers weren't sure whether the high-elevation course would be passable. But race director Dale Garland tells the Durango Herald they're now confident. The Hard Rock 100 starts and ends in Silverton and takes runners above 14,000 feet. It was canceled due to snow in 1995 and 2019. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
On Colorado highways, the State Patrol and local law enforcement are increasing DUI patrols through next week. More than 200 people across the state were arrested during Memorial Day weekend. In Trinidad, the city and Amtrak are asking for nearly $48 million in federal money to upgrade the Southwest Chief train line. The grant would pay for improvements on the route through Colorado and New Mexico. It's among 16 proposed projects nationwide aimed at improving service on Amtrak's network of long-distance train lines. This is CPR News and KRCC.